You may have heard of people microchipping their pets to keep track of them, but microchipping people? Well, The Telegraph is reporting that some of Britain's largest companies are planning to implant their staff with microchips. They say it'll improve security, restrict employees from accessing sensitive documents too. But this has naturally sparked ethical concerns. Trend translator and future finance specialist for Flux Trends has been keeping an eye on the story and joins us now from Johannesburg. Bronwyn, good afternoon to you. Bronwyn Williams joining us now. Is this just an isolated case of one company in the UK that wants to microchip its staff, or is the trend wider?
The trend is most definitely wider than that. It started kind of under the radar in the last couple of years and has its roots in the biopunk or biohacking movement, which is really has Epicenter in a company by the name of Epicenter in Sweden. And what people were doing is they started experimenting with their own bodies and implanting chips just because they could, because, you know, that some people are like that and some people want to experiment with their bodies and see what they can do. There were cases then as far afield as in Australia, where some people started implanting the chips out of their public transport cards into their hands so they could get in and out of public transport situations easier than they could otherwise. But quite soon, it started gaining traction in corporates, and we've seen this trend popping up everywhere from the U.S., in Sweden, and now coming across into other parts of Europe, the UK and China itself.
Wow.
So Sweden is very much at the center of this.
Yes.
There was a company called Biohack, and they are responsible for implanting these little chips in around about 4,000 people.
Sure. So of course, the reasons that they've given are security reasons and restricting access to certain sensitive documentation. But what's the ultimate purpose in your mind?
Well, for me, I wouldn't be comfortable doing something like this, but it speaks to the same issue that we've seen with data privacy. Like with everything else in the world, there's a trade-off. There's a trade-off between privacy and security. There's a trade-off between privacy and convenience. There's a trade-off between all of these different things. And what these chips are doing is it's giving companies more convenience so they can track exactly what time you get in the morning. You can't swap your card or punch your card on past someone else. They know where you are in the building and if you're at your desk on time, and they can make sure you're not accessing files or folders that you shouldn't be. So the incentives really are there for employers to encourage their employees to get on board with the system. And what my concern is that with a lot of things that's happening in the tech world, whether it's with the way you consent to give away your data cookies when you go to a website, for example, or the information you willingly give to something like a Facebook or Google or Amazon to just interacting with their technology, for accessing those services and for getting that convenience, you really are giving away quite a lot of valuable data, real estate, information on your lives. And this does obviously set you up for some other sorts of security issues. So it might be very secure for the company, but for the employee that has this chip in them, other people might be able to access that chip and to start finding out where you are at all times.
Tell me just one last quick question here, because we're running out of time, Bronwyn, but we often see biometrics used by many companies these days. And I mean, that gives employers exactly the same information as to when people are coming in and out of work, as to what areas they are entering and so forth. Why won't that suffice? I mean, are we getting to the point, as has been predicted by many sci-fi writers and filmmakers, where everyone who's microchipped can be monitored around the clock? Is that what they want?
That is exactly what they want. I mean, this obviously has huge benefits for companies and for governments. If you look at what's happening in China and other sort of countries that are, or even in the EU and the UK, that are wanting to keep more and more closer and closer tabs on their populations. So it is definitely, they are incentives for people in power positions to want to exercise more control over populations. There are social benefits too, in terms of privacy and security and knowing where people are, so if a crime is committed, anyone can tell where you are. But there's a bit of a difference between a chip and biometrics, and the biometrics still require you to actually be kind of part of that process. Even if someone can recognize you through a facial recognition system to go somewhere where that camera isn't operating, you could kind of go off grid. Whereas with a chip in you, you really always are on grid, and you kind of removing the option to disengage from the system or to disconnect from the internet, you're removing that option from yourself. So people do need to think carefully before they sign up for this, because it's cool and new and shiny.
Definitely. Thank you so much for your insight into the story. Bronwyn Williams, trend translator and future finance specialist for Flux Trends.